Hey, how's it going, y'all? Welcome back. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton, and it's fundraising time at antiwar.com. We gotta do it. I'm sorry, waste your time. I'd rather just sit here and play Ron Paul speeches, too. But Bob Murphy interview coming up. Stay tuned for that. But right now, it's Angela Keaton, our director of operations at antiwar.com. Welcome, Angela. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastically, and so is the peace movement, and I can't wait to tell our listeners all about it.
Please feel free. Go right
ahead. All right. Antiwar.com is really on a hot streak, and I don't know if everyone has seen just how hot the blog is, but how effective we've been with Come Home America, and the government notices, and government cares, and the FBI notices, and everyone's paying attention, and this is the time. I mean, we're at the precipice of something very, very big. The world is turning around, whether it's random commentators on Fox saying people are tired of the war, and Ron Paul vote for Ron Paul, or a support for Gary Johnson, or any of this sort of things, or a direction against war and empire.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
We need to be stepping up our efforts. This isn't the time to scale back. Leftists are turning, a lot of leftists were never for Obama, but not only actively turning against Obama, you've got people like Glenn Ford calling out Barack Obama for his absolute insidious foreign policy and mentioning that, you know, people like Ron Paul or others, I mean, I'm not a Ron Paul partisan, I'm not a voter, but just saying that in the direction of anti-war efforts, people are turning toward peace. This is the time, and we can't slow down.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's only because we've been right all along that this is the most important thing. This is the reason everything else is so screwed up, pretty much.
It is. It's entirely the reason.
I think people are starting to get their head around that, too, especially because of Ron and the way he puts it in the presidential campaign is that, oh, this $1 trillion a year we spent, we could just cut that out, forget it. And people go, wow, really, a world without the Pentagon, huh? It is possible. I just heard that old man say it.
A world without endless war, a world without endless debt, as Colleen Riley says, endless debt, endless war, endless war, endless debt.
Right.
That's it. We're stuck in there. But people are coming together. And if you take a look at the Come Home America site, you can see that antiwar.com, of course, always, we don't just follow, we step up and take leadership roles in every area where the anti-war movement, the new peace movement must come together, and we need everyone. We need people on the old right. We need people on the left. We need Libertarian Party members. We need Greens. We need everyone from all the Libertarian institutions especially, because Libertarians, we are defined by peace and prosperity. That's who we are. So all of us together now on this issue and push forward. And remember, we're talking to people in the outside world. We're taking the antiwar.com message to people out there, not just activists and intellectuals, professors, and our, you know, crazy buddies who do great things in Freekeen, but regular people. It needs to be regular people against the war and empire. So step it up now, people. Really, we need all your help. And it's not just money. We need links. We need people telling other people about Come Home America. Speak to normal people every single day about the war and speak to them in ways they would understand it.
All right. Now, I'm going to sit here and tell them about the website for a minute. I want you to fiddle with those cords and see if you can get that phone plugged in a little tighter. We're getting some static.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping it's local to your handset or the phone.
Yeah, I'm using a phone in an undisclosed location at an antiwar.com donor's house here. So.
Well, it actually sounds okay now.
Oh, okay.
Whatever was wiggling, there's a loose cable somewhere, loose wire.
I'm actually standing up against the whole set of the phone, so.
Okay, well, there you go. It sounds much better now. Okay, so I'll let you go ahead and tell them about the website then. Angela, how can they donate to help antiwar.com?
You go to antiwar.com/donate, and all the information's there, including my phone number, our mailing address, every different way you want to give money, whether it's through Google Checkout or PayPal or ordinary credit cards of all kinds, or gold or silver or, you know, used computers. God knows we never can have enough equipment around here. But you can also get the antiwar.com credit card, and please email me about that at angela@antiwar.com.
Well, why don't you give them a short rundown on the antiwar.com credit card here, Angela?
Oh, the credit card is amazing. It's a Capital One's way of, you know, giving back the way those types want to do. And what the heck? I'm not looking any avenues of funding in the mouth. So what you do is you apply for the credit card. And once you get the credit card, immediately, you know, we get a kickback, and We get kickbacks on a lot of your purchases. In fact, we get kickbacks on all your purchases on that card, but you can also use it to buy things on Amazon through the affiliate agreement where we get more kickbacks. So it all goes to antiwar.com, and you are not charged any extra. Capital One is giving. Capital One is doing it for you.
Yeah, and it has a nice little dove on it and everything.
It's beautiful. It has a peace dove on it. It's a great conversation piece. And being a regular American against the war is what's going to change everything.
You know, that really is a good conversation piece. One to start out every time you're buying or selling something, you have an excuse to hector people about it, the Empire. I like it.
All right, and we want to thank once again the outpouring of support, especially you know from our brothers and sisters on the left on the FBI files. It has been an amazing, it's been overwhelming and gratifying and beautiful and wonderful and reminds us exactly what it is we're doing and the importance of it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. In fact, it is late in the week, and I'm sure there's some people that missed out earlier in the week. So I'll give y'all a good recap of that very important story in the next segment here. But again, if you go to antiwar.com/donate, we're still only halfway there, not even halfway there, right?
We have matching funds, so if everyone gives, and we're going to get matched up to $30,000, I think we can make it.
And
so
now the way that works is the minimum for the match has to be $100, right? But anything over $100, they'll match it.
Yes, but I think I'm working on renegotiating that a little bit, too, because we're getting lots of smaller donors or people who are just, they want to give anyway. So we're working on that. So it's going to be wonderful.
I don't want to discourage people then.
Yeah.
And thank you for bringing that up, because I completely spaced that out about the matching funds. I mean, you know, a regular donation is a regular donation, and that's great. But if you know that there's somebody who's promised to match whatever you can give, then blam, 100% increase right there.
It's right, and that's $30,000, and that's not a lot of money for us in terms of matching funds, but the FBI situation definitely woke some people into thinking, maybe I do need to scrape up a little more here.
Yeah, well, I wonder, you know, I don't know how far it's going to go, but I hope we don't end up having to spend all this, long-distance phone call money on lawyers, because I got to call, you know, Brazil all the time. How do I get Pepe on the phone, you know?
That's right.
Blumenthal's always in Tel Aviv every time I try to reach him.
As where they should be, because you're getting news on the ground, Scott. You're talking directly to the journalists and the academics and the writers who know exactly what's going on. They're there. They're doing the research. They're doing the reporting.
Yeah, that's a good point. Support Anti-War Radio at antiwar.com/donate.
That's right. Let people know. This show is made possible entirely by listener support.
Yep.
There's no grants. There's no magic. You know, there's no welfare handout from the state on this to support.
No advertising money either.
Nothing. I mean, it's just listen. You know, this show exists because there is an appetite. There's an appetite for real news on the war, on empire, on torture.
So put your money where your ears are.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Antiwar.com/donate. There you can find Angela's email address. You can find her business phone number, serious inquiries only, please. You can find out how to get the Capital One credit card, where we get a kickback on all your credit card purchases. You can find out how to donate by way of every kind of secure internet payment system that has ever been devised by mankind. And you can even donate your junk old car in the backyard that you got to get rid of before your mother-in-law comes to town over, Labor Day or whatever's coming up, one of them government holidays. Give us your car, we'll take it, and we'll turn it into money to support antiwar.com.
You give us a call, we pick it up.
All right, thank you very much, Angela.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
All right, everybody, that's Angela Keaton, Director of Operations at antiwar.com. It's Antiwar Radio, I'm Scott Horton, and we'll be right back after this.